That was a pretty long day. Have you finished?
Yeah, just finishing up now.
Do you think you could give me a lift?
Yeah, sure. I need to take a friend to the airport later, but I should have enough time. Where do you want me to take you?
You can drop me off at the station. I can take the train from there.
Cool. Where are you going now? Are you not taking the lift?
No, come on. Let's take the stairs. There's a nice view.
What are you on about? It's only the car park. What the? Someone stuck loads of stuff on my car.
I know.
What are they? Thousands of post-it notes. Was it you?
Yeah. Do you like it?
No, it looks ridiculous. It's going to take me ages to get them all off.
Come on, it won't take long. Can't you take a joke?
Look, someone's taking photos now. Me and my car are going to be all over Instagram or something.
Haha, don't take it too seriously.
I'm not going to take this lying down. You just wait. I'll get my own back.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Don't worry about the lift.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're looking at vocabulary. We're going to look at some common phrases, collocations, and phrasal verbs with the word take.
Did you notice that we used lots of different phrases with take when I played that prank or practical joke on Rich at the beginning? We'll take a look at some of these phrases again later on.
We're going to look at 10 phrases with take that you could use in everyday conversations, and how you can learn phrases with take by putting them in different categories. But before that, let's have a think about some of the phrases with take we use to speak about football.
Okay, what about take a penalty? It takes courage to take a penalty.
Nice, I like it. You could also take a shot, take a free kick, take a corner, and take a throw-in.
What about take someone on?
Yeah, that's a bit more difficult. I love it when I see Riyad Mahrez or Raheem Sterling taking his man on and then going past him.
So it means to dribble and run with the ball rather than passing it or crossing the ball when faced with a defender.
But in this podcast, we're going to look at phrases with take that are a little bit more common. Phrases that you could use in your everyday English. We're going to role play 5 short conversations to introduce some phrases with take.
Each conversation will include some phrases with take. Following each conversation, we'll look at how take was used in the phrases.
We'll start with easy conversations, and each conversation will get more difficult. Conversation number 5 is the most challenging. Are you ready? Here's conversation 1. Oh, sorry, Harry's not here at the moment. He's training. Could I take a message?
Yes, that would be great.
Hold on, let me get a pen. Can I take your name?
Yes, it's Maurizio. Maurizio.
Okay, Maurizio. What's the message?
Tell him it was a great goal on Saturday and to give me a call.
All right, can I take your number?
Of course, it's 6923... 41234.
I'll make sure he gets your message. Bye.
In this conversation, you heard 3 examples of phrases with take. Take your number, take your name, and take a message.
All of these phrases are connected to writing. We write or take down a telephone number, name, and message.
There are other common phrases such as take notes or take an order that have the same meaning.
Let's move on to conversation two.
What are you going to do today? I'm bored.
I'm working. But you're on holiday. There are loads of things you could do. Why don't you take a walk in the park?
That's a bit boring.
You like taking photos. Why don't you take your camera?
Maybe.
That new arcade is open in town. Why don't you go and take a look? You could take some great shots there. It's a very nice day.
I do like taking pictures. Maybe I'll do that. Cheers.
In this conversation, you heard take a walk, take a photo, take a shot, and take a picture. All of these mean something similar to do.
There are lots of similar phrases or collocations that have this meaning that are a bit more difficult.
You can take a risk, take a test or an exam, and lots of the words we looked at about football are in this category too.
Yes, like take a penalty, take a corner, or take a free kick.
Let's move on to conversation three.
How do you usually get to work, Rich?
I usually take the car.
Why don't you take public transport?
I could take the bus, I suppose, but it takes ages.
How long does it take?
It takes about an hour, but it only takes 20 minutes in the car.
In this conversation, you heard take public transport, take ages, take the bus, it takes 20 minutes, and how long does it take?
There are two meanings here. The first is connected to time. Things take time. A journey takes 20 minutes, or it takes a long time, or ages. I take ages getting ready in the morning because I have to do my hair.
The other meaning is get. You take the bus, or take the train, or plane. It's very common to use take with public transport.
And you can also say, I take the car to work. But you can't say, I get the car to work.
Let's move on to conversation four. Let's look at some more challenging phrases now.
I took my car to the car wash and they can't get all those post-it notes off. They're stuck solid to the car. They're going to have to take the windows out and replace them.
It was just a joke.
And they're going to charge me £300. And they don't take credit cards either, and won't give my car back until it's paid.
I can't take the blame for that.
To be honest, Jack, I think you should take full responsibility. And don't take this the wrong way, but if you don't get my car back, or pay that money now, I'll have to think about taking you to court.
Taking me to court?
Look at your face. Who can't take a joke now, eh?
In this conversation, you heard take credit cards, take the blame, take responsibility, and take a joke. All of these mean accept.
The last one, to take a joke, could also mean to understand, although it's more common to say, I don't get a joke when you don't understand it.
The phrase, don't take this the wrong way, means don't misunderstand me. There was also another phrase with take. To take someone to court.
This means to take legal action against someone. Right, in our final conversation, we're going to look at some more phrases with take.
And this time, we're not going to tell you what they mean. We've got a little task for you to do.
Listen to the conversation and write down the phrases with take you hear. How many are there? Think about the conversation. What do the phrases mean?
So, what phrases with take do you hear, and what do they mean? Tell us your answers in the comments at the bottom of the page. We're thinking of getting a dog.
Really? A puppy? It'll take over your life. Taking it out for walks, feeding it. You won't be able to take trips away without taking it with you. And you can't take it back once you've got it, you know.
You're not really a dog person, are you? The kids would love a puppy, but I think it would be nicer to take one in.
Oh, from a rescue centre or something?
Exactly.
A good idea, but you have to take all kinds of things into account. Has it had all its injections? What were its old owners like? Will it take to the kids?
You're really not a dog person, are you?
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was hoodoo. This is a strange phrase that comes from a term that describes a form of West African spirituality. I'm not sure how it made it into football English, but it's used to describe a sort of spell which stops a team from winning against a rival or at a particular ground. Last week, Spurs won at Chelsea for the first time in the Premier League and ended their Chelsea hoodoo.
It was a difficult one. Well done to Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Sabanaleg and Lubomir from Ukraine, and Leika Wang from China. What's this week's phrase, Jack?
This week's football phrase is a, or to stage or make a. This phrase is really just one word, but it's a compound noun, and it means to win from a losing position. Manchester United staged a great when they turned a 2-0 deficit into a 3-2 win against Manchester City last week.
I've got it. Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
If you have enjoyed this podcast or found it useful, leave us a rating or review, and that will help other people find us.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.